This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands more Armenians flee Nagorno-Karabakh as officials in Azerbaijan's war-scarred separatist state raise the death toll from a fuel blast to 20. U.S. President Joe Biden will join the picket line with striking auto workers on an historic trip to the state of Michigan, putting him on a collision course with likely 2024 election rival and former U.S. President Donald Trump, who visits a day later. With a U.S. government shutdown 5 days away, Congress is moving into crisis mode as U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces an insurgency from hard right Republicans eager to slash spending, even if it means curtailing federal services for millions of Americans. Speaking Monday, McCarthy deflected.
My whole focus, what's in my mind, what drives me, is the American people. And right now what I see is a border that's wide open, with fentanyl coming across, killing and poisoning 300 Americans every single day. An administration will do nothing about it.
Ukraine's special forces say they have killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea, along with 33 other officers. VOA's Scott Walterman says it happened in last week's missile attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the port of Sevastopol.
The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by Reuters News Service to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. If confirmed, Sokolov's killing would be one of Kyiv's most significant strikes on Crimea, which Russia seized and annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The storming of a North Kosovo monastery has thrown attention on persistent trouble in the ethnic Serbian majority region 15 years after Pristina Kosovo declared independence. Reuters' Angela Johnston says there are many things driving the rising tension and unrest, and that what Serbs in Kosovo want is an association of majority Serb municipalities with considerable autonomy. Pristina says that would create a mini-state in its borders along ethnic lines. Here's Angela Johnston.
It's recognized by more than 100 countries, including most Western ones like the United States, but not Serbia. It still sees Kosovo as part of its territory. The majority of Kosovo's population is ethnic Albanian. 5% of them are Serbs, of which 50,000 live in northern Kosovo, on the border with Serbia. They receive benefits from Serbia's budgets, like free public health care and larger pensions, and don't pay taxes to either side. Serbia foots the bill for teachers, doctors, and infrastructure projects, and local Serbs are afraid they could lose those benefits if they become integrated with Kosovo.
Beijing warns Manila not to stir up trouble after the Philippine Coast Guard says it removed a floating barrier at a disputed reef that was allegedly deployed by China to block Filipinos from the traditional fishing ground. South Korea's president has vowed to retaliate immediately against any potential provocations by North Korea in his Armed Forces Day speech, as thousands of troops prepare to march through the capital in the country's first such military parade in 10 years. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The show of force comes as concerns grow that North Korea is seeking Russian help in expanding its nuclear arsenal in return for supplying Moscow with conventional arms exhausted by its war with Ukraine. Yoon says any use of nuclear weapons by North Korea would result in an overwhelming response by South Korea and the United States that would bring its regime to an end. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The United States condemns the latest attack on Cuba's embassy in Washington, in which a man allegedly threw two Molotov cocktails at the mission. The last absolute monarchy in Africa, the Kingdom of Eswatini, holds parliamentary elections on Friday, with political parties banned from contesting. For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com or follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.